We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for being part of it. 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. At the end of your call, hit us with your villain. All right? But Dan almost fell asleep in there. He's monitoring for me. The Schiff man, Adam Schiff, with Nadler standing there. My God, we're almost asleep already, and they haven't started droning on. This is hell. Dan, I got to do that tomorrow. Who is it? For eternity, Jean-Paul Sartre says, hell is other people, people that know the worst about you. That's extreme. And you're in a room like this for eternity with them, right? You can look it up. You Google it. It's a pretty good concept.
Yeah.
But imagine being trapped in a room with someone like Adam Schiff for eternity, droning on. Page 32, President Trump. Hey, President Trump, Lucifer just came in. Trump has been impeached for eternity. Remember they were saying that last week? Didn't know they believed in that.
I honestly think I'd rather be stuck in a room with Nadler than, with Schiff than Nadler. I think Nadler's the worst.
Maybe. I'm trying to think.
At least you can laugh at him, though, right?
Yes. Well, it always could be this guy.
My name is Jack Stolzerman, not Larry Krasner.
That might be hell for both of us. Can you imagine? And I continue to ask the questions. What about Krasner? What about Krasner? I have eternity and I'm going to get to
I think that's more Jack's hill than it is yours.
Yes, that's what I mean. So you think we ought to do that one tomorrow, right?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think that would be a good one. Where we talk about, Yeah, definitely.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. So, yeah.
Wow, you're actually interested in something happening in Delaware County. That's
terrific.
You
know what, Jack?
That's terrific.
You know what, Jack? Look, Jack. All right, let's go to Jeff. Jeff in Bristol on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, good morning.
Hey, Dom, how are you doing today?
Good.
I totally, New Jersey thing, it's absolutely retribution. They're trying to get you to come in on boat or helicopter or bicycle. They don't want you driving in. But as for the villain, you got to bear with me here because I have to channel my inner Greta Thunberg. How dare you? The greatest villain, of course, is mankind because we are destroying the earth. Even Darth Vader wouldn't do that.
Wow.
Now, that's a really good impression.
I thought you were in there. Hey, Jeff, how many impressions do you do? Who else do you do?
I'm just working on her right now. I don't
hey, I got to tell you, that's a pretty offbeat impression. I don't know too many people that do that. I just know the face.
Well,
the all-time mad face. Oh, you're definitely going to run it. I like the rope-a-dope of that. Mankind, now, we're the biggest villain.
Now,
you
that's
are.
Not,
what
okay.
you should probably do is stop reading the Republican blog.
Yes.
Now, that's not too offbeat, Dom, because man is number 20 on AFI's list of 100 villains from Bambi.
They are. Okay.
They are. So man is a valid villain.
That I love the impression. I know you have more inside you, Jeff, so you got to tell us when you have another one.
I'll work on it. I'll call you back.
All righty, Jeff. That was pretty good. That's going to be a little hard to beat. Yes, that's notice nice work by Dan, too. We have our Stolzheimer somebody. We have that in there. You know, Dan, there's the guy just makes my mind even more fertile. If we can say to Stolzheimer someone, the definition of that is not to answer the question, just to be snarky.
You
right?
are in error. And what you should probably do is stop reading the Republican blogs and actually look at the facts.
Maybe to one of these days we have to say, come up with a noun and tell us what that is. Like if you shift someone, what is that? What do you do? You know? I think that works.
What is Giordanoing someone?
Yes, what is Giordanoing someone? That one we'll throw out today.
Pestering about their hair?
Prattling on about your hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
definitely.
Height.
And height.
Making
yes.
weird sounds.
Height. Yes. Height and hair would be two H's. I don't know what the third one is.
No, I can't say that on the air. No, I've just thought of something.
Height, hair, and Olive Garden. There's your third answer.
Olive Garden.
Nice stretch. You're really stretching, but nice try. All righty. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. So we have Hannibal Lecter, Robin Hood, Schumer, Mankind. That's the leader in the clubhouse with the impression. You don't have to do the impression, but
this city will be underwater if we don't do something about climate change.
That's one of my favorites. When this woman confronted me, we were 10 stories up, screaming about the water was rising. 10 stories. All right. So I think we're making a good decision not playing any of Adam Schiff and Nadler, the House managers. By the way, did you notice the phalanx, how they walked in and precisely step by step of the order they're supposed to come in? And then they all gathered around Schiff. Nadler had like a little sub role. I've never had to do that. You know, the hardest part to stand there when you're just a human prop, okay? There's a main speaker. This happens with governors in a flood or something. You got to stand there. It's not to have your eyes start to flutter and all, okay? You know, just to stand there and look forward. You know you're a human prop. You're not going to say anything, but you're there wearing a uniform or whatever. That's got to be difficult. That's what this looks like as they walk in today. Let's go to Bruce in Germantown. He's got a lot on the election. Hey, Bruce, welcome in.
Hi there, Dom. I told you the other day about the calls I got downtown afterwards from these jokers that are responsible for counting these up. But well over 20 elections, I got 600 and some people in my division, 3% Republicans, and there's never more than 3 absentee ballots. And they're usually college students. So we're talking under 0.5%. So we'll know this November. And I also have the turnout numbers from all the way back. So I can look at the turnout, and the percentage of absentee ballots to the turnout is even smaller because we don't even get 50% ever. So I'll know the next day if there's a pack of absentee ballots in there, what's going on, because again, nobody has ever filed absentee ballots in my division other than college
students. I want to commend you, though, Bruce, because it's people like you that give me hope that in Philadelphia we're stopping some of the cheating. I'll play as we get closer to the election. I don't know if you've ever heard it, Bruce. A buddy of ours, a guy who was a guy I wouldn't mess around with, shepherding a 72-year-old African-American woman into the polling place in Alany. And we had this live on the air, and she was credentialed up and down the line. She was the Republican representative, and they just said, we're not going to seat you. Even if you stay, you're not getting a chair. We're going to take you out of here. With a guy like that there, we're playing this live on the air. It was the Romney election. So this is what goes on in Philadelphia. Here's the question. How did Trump win? Did they not cheat enough? What happened?
Yeah, well, that wasn't an isolated case either of people not being seated. That was rampant.
But, I mean, he won by 44,000. You mean they couldn't go in the back room and find 44,000 more votes?
Well, they will this time.
Yeah.
They will find them.
Yeah,
They'll have them all ready to go.
So, to your point, people have to realize, you and I are not wearing rose-colored glasses, that this time around, they think they got caught with their pants down, so to speak, the last time. This time around, they are going to go all out and literally try to do anything. And
I felt guilty. I was fully clothed.
My fear is that the suburban people think that they have all day to count these things up, 2 or 3 days. God knows what Philadelphia would find during that period of time.
Yeah, but they got months to go around knocking on doors and say, sign this ballot. We'll just keep it under the seat until we need it. Nothing would stop them from doing that. I don't see how this is going to work to our advantage at all.
Well,
who caved into it, I don't know.
Bruce, anytime I get to talk with the Trump people, I tell them, Philadelphia, you guys may not know it. You vaguely know the reputation. You got to send in teams of people. I'm talking about guys with no necks and lawyers to come in and deal with this. That's the only way. It's hand-to-hand combat this time around. So who's your villain?
Well, I'm going with J.R. Ewing, but maybe Dr. Evil. But J.R. was, you know, he was perfidy every Friday night for years.
I like that because it's the type of villain where there's a sense of fun and entertainment about it, right?
And he was a little bit smooth.
Yes. No, I mean the stuff that J.R. Sue Ellen, yeah. I had a thing for Sue Ellen. Not Victoria, whoever, but Sue Ellen. Good one, buddy. That's the type I'm looking for. J.R. Ewing, Dan's a good one.
I saw Ewing up there, and I got excited wondering how he's going to tell me how Patrick Ewing's a villain.
Oh, okay. No. I'm telling you, Sue Ellen. What is her name? Is it Ellen Gray? I forget what it was. She wasn't seen as the hottie. It was the other woman, but I think it was her. She was involved with all kinds of people. But J.R. Ewing, yes, great one. How about Mr. Burns? Let's take him off. You need to have one. All right, we'll go inside the vortex with Joe coming up, and we'll tell you about the villains around that. And also, we are monitoring as much as we can to build up to the trial here. But this stuff in the suburbs has to be rectified. That's what I'm trying to push for, so that these people count the vote starting at 8 o'clock. You'd be done by 2 in the morning. That's acceptable. We need to know Pennsylvania's in the column of Donald J. Trump again, as soon as possible. Our little side question today, got some great ones. I love the Mankind one. I love J.R. Ewing. Really good. Hit us with your favorite villain, and we might send you off to AC for a great concert. All right, let me go to Brian in Cinnaminson. Brian's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Don. Quick question. How many cases of voter fraud has there been, in at least for the last election, in the state of Pennsylvania?
I have no idea, and I would never answer that question, and I'm not going to do that. Why are you answering that question? If you have put me on the witness stand, I refuse to answer. Why are you asking that?
Well, the reason why I ask, I'm trying to listen to all the concerns you guys are coming up with about counting the votes, voter fraud, a 72-year-old woman being brought in. There hasn't been any cases that have been charged or prosecuted. Why such a big concern?
Well, because we know about all kinds of cases. One of them is very famous, the second senatorial, state senatorial district in Philadelphia made international news when they just went in a previous election. They went into nursing homes and all that. But see, I can tell by your tone, and I don't play that game. I want my vote to count. I don't want anyone to be voting that shouldn't be voting. I don't want cheating. Norm Coleman versus Al Franken's a pretty clear case in Minnesota. So what do you object to that we're saying here? Why should we not count the votes in an expeditious manner?
Because it really doesn't matter, because you're claiming that there's been fraud, and there has not been.
There has been fraud, but it doesn't matter whether there's a proof that would satisfy Bryant or not. As I said, I'm not going to play that game. What do you object to with voter ID and things like that? Why would you object to that?
I don't object to, counting the votes that night. But what I do object to is if there hasn't been any fraud, number one, no harm, no foul. Number two is it's usually targeted to low-income people where they can't afford a driver's license or an ID that costs.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. The state would, during the Corbett time, would have provided that. I'll give you an example, Brian, and maybe I could dig it up.
Corbett time.
Yes.
Corbett time.
Corbett. We caught people.
He's long gone.
Well, when I give examples, you obviously don't want to hear them. We set up in the 2004 election, the Fromhold prison, Acorn people coming out, getting ballots that they shouldn't have been having, and getting people to vote who shouldn't have been able to vote. The DA of the city of Philadelphia would not prosecute. So I ran into a stone wall there. I had a sitting congressman and state representative catch them, and I set the whole thing up live on TV. I guess that's not good enough, though, for you.
Why didn't you prosecute?
Because in Philadelphia, they don't care. They're Democrats that want to cheat in any way that they can to win. That's why.
Okay, Dom, sorry I touched a nerve.
Well, you touched a nerve because when I give you examples, I knew what would happen. You start, well, that's ancient history.
Nothing's ever been prosecuted, Dom. I can only
excuse me. In all kinds of places across the country, Ohio was one recently, people have been prosecuted and sent to jail. In the race I told you about in Philadelphia, the second senatorial race, the same thing happened. It's not on us to prove this constantly. Why does Philadelphia have that reputation, do you think?
I don't know. But if you don't have a case, you can't prove it.
We're back to that. See, that's why I should not have gone that long. That's why, Dan, I violated my own rule. I was being nice. I don't have to prove any of that stuff. I just know the damage of what would happen with that stuff sitting around that night, what the media would do with it. What they tried to do the last time around with the Electoral College. It's not acceptable. We're not living in the 1910s. We should be able to process this that night. It's laziness, incompetency, and potential corruption.
I take umbrage with the gall that the guy had to suggest that because it wasn't prosecuted, you can't consider the gentleman guilty.
Okay, we have that in our archives. Listeners know it.
Well,
know, it's one of my startling moments. Larry Menti was a friend. I gave him a tip. They sent a TV crew from CBS3 live on the air at 6 o'clock, and I'm quarterbacking on the radio show. Kurt Weldon, the congressman, Stephen Berard, the state representative, confront ACORN members coming out of the prison, getting people who were, we believe, and were convicted with ballots. They drop them and run live on TV. So what do you do when the DA of the city of Philadelphia is not going to prosecute? Because they won't. What more evidence do you need?
Well, the reason I bring it up is these are the, I would assume he's of the same ilk as most Democrats who, for the entire Trump presidency, without any prosecution,
right,
was considering him guilty.
Yes.
So with one soup of the hand, you
pretty much
condemn all your brethren who have said,
right,
oh, Trump's guilty, because even though he hasn't been prosecuted yet, we all know he's guilty.
Well, here's the thing. That's right. That you have the Russians and all the arguments about them, but we can't have voter ID. We can't count the ballots. That I am sick and tired of laziness, too. Some of this stuff is late. If they need more resources, get more resources. I'm tired of the Republicans in Harrisburg signing off to this. I'm tired of all the absentee balloting. If you don't want to show up and vote that day, except for pretty extraordinary reasons, then don't vote. How do you? Oh, it's so difficult. I'm tired of hearing all that. And I apologize. I violated my own rule. As soon as I start to give examples, that's ancient history. That's only a few votes. Oh, how about the new Black Panther Party? How about that in the Obama election out there in, and I tracked down King Samir and interviewed him on the street. It's pretty frightening.
Well, let's go a local city, not necessarily Philadelphia, and this goes into New Jersey now.
Right.
But if you look at the local reporting during the Atlantic City mayoral election of last time,
right,
and all the craziness that went on with absentee ballots,
right,
you will realize that there is this type of corruption going on just across the bridge in New Jersey, too.
Well, exactly. But what happened with the new Black Panther Party, listeners may remember, these guys were caught. They did not contest the charges. That means a summary judgment was executed on them. And Eric Holder just said, I'm not going to enforce it. That's fraud. They were standing there with clubs as people entered the polling places. Well, how many votes is that? You know what? I'm so sick of this stuff in Philadelphia and their nonsense. Dan, if you can find that, we'll play it in the 11 o'clock hour. It's I'll have to think of what it's under, but it's a woman brought in as judge of elections. In Philadelphia, I'm told 40 to 45% of precincts don't have a minority, meaning a Republican, judge of elections there. They're afraid. Come on. Stop it already. We're making up fraud here. How the heck did Trump win with all this going on? Amazing. The papers now are recognizing what we told you about last week on Friday. And what I wrote about, you'll see it in the Doylestown Intelligencer and Bucks County Courier Times, and I expect a lot of blowback on it, that the only fix that I see for what's happened here with Republicans going along with this idea that no justification needed for absentee ballot, that's just nuts. You guys are always making it harder to vote. Oh, my God. Always with the hard to vote thing. And they claim they're fearful of being overwhelmed on presidential election night. So they're fine with saying, two or three days, we'll get to it. My point is, during that two or three days, not just the potential shenanigans that might come up, you got to understand, you have people on the progressive side telling Hunter Biden he should go to jail, take one for the team, Joe Biden's candidacy, if that can get Trump removed from office. You hear what I'm saying? You have people being told, hey, if you cheat when it comes to these swing states and you go to jail for a year or two, you'll be a hero. You have people the last time around. I wonder if Sheriff Bunny's listening out there in Chester County. Should call in. We had her on extensively. She was an electoral college pledge to Trump. That's the way that it works. He won the state. The death threats, the threats on business and family and everything else. Bruce in Germantown made a good point. In this election cycle, it's not going to be like the last time anything really goes this time's around. Anything. And to hear these suburban people, the guy in Bucks County, in testimony say, well, you know, we might not get to it for a couple days. What? Just imagine the media running wild. This coming down to Pennsylvania and coming down to a few counties that are not counting the vote quickly enough. Just think about what that would be like. This is, you know, their mantra. All right. 4 years of Trump. Look at the damage. We can't survive eight. So anything that you have to do to stop him, that's what you should do. And I know on the Trump side, people are hell-bent to say, boy, if you thought you saw an explosion the last time of people coming out and having to walk to the polls and crowded and the whole thing and all and energized, look at what's going on with Wildwood. Look at the number of requests. It is startling. And the other side sees this. They see this is a moment, unlike others, where Trump has taken on all comers. The media, he's really pushed around. The National Democrat Party, the establishment, the Republican establishment, the Never Trumpers. So what do you think they're going to do in this upcoming election? Bloomberg is committed to spending $2 billion, whether he's a nominee or not. $2 billion from one person. This is nuts. I'm supposed to believe we have the unofficial vote count, but the fate of the nation, the presidency, depends upon absentee ballots in a place like Pennsylvania. Let's say the vote count is within 20 or 30,000. What do you think would happen? You think people wouldn't be tempted? They wouldn't do it, right? Huh. They would be heroes. And the argument would be, then we'll fight it out in the courts. He's not a legitimate president anyhow. 855-839-1210, you get a line. All right, so at some point, Dan, if we find it today, it's good. If not tomorrow, I'll play that to remind people of what it's like in a place like Philadelphia, the nonsense that goes on. Why does it have that reputation? Well, that's just you conservatives making all this stuff up. You can come up with example after example that we know of, that I've been personally involved in exposing. And it doesn't matter in a place like Philadelphia. They're not going to convict. You're not going to see it go that way. It just won't. All right, let's go to some of the callers here. And then we'll go to Joe in the Vortex for his villain. Let's go to Rich in Bridesburg. Hey, Rich, welcome in.
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
I think it should be an effort to vote. I think you should at least have to go out of the house to vote, unless you're infirmed, have a problem. Absentee votes should be for people that can't be there, a college student, somebody's in a hospital. It shouldn't be like what's related to a McDonald's drive-thru.
That is a great line.
You're
that's exactly right.
Lazy butt standing there.
Right.
You go outside. If you got a kid in the car, it's fifth of it. No. You go to the drive-thru, you order a Super Mac, you order a French fries, you order a big milkshake, you wonder where you're getting fat. You don't want to walk 50 feet.
I love your stuff. That's it exactly. Look, if you're going to be out because...
And I got a villain.
Yeah, I'll get your villain in a second. You got a great one too, I think, Rich. If you're going to be out of pocket because of a direct work conflict, something like that, or as you said, you're in the hospital, or you really have a disability, then yes, Otherwise, the lines are going to be long. That's part of being a citizen, isn't it?
That's right. And you know something? The rhinos go along with everything because they're so scared.
Well,
the
look,
suburban politicians are
right.
Sick.
Rich, I'm trying to get to the bottom of, and Dan did find this, all the people that voted, they say it's a compromise because with the new machines and all, it's going to be difficult. These worthless Republicans in Harrisburg, and the only way, the only fix, Rich, that we have to hold their feet to the fire is these counties have to tell us what resources do they need that can make the counting go quicker, get them, and count that night. They got to be told, you got to be finished by the morning. None of this stuff will start in the morning. No, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Well, I mean, this is something that listeners can do with their local Republican and hold them accountable on it. I'm trying to start a movement toward people doing this because the fix is there. The fix is not hard. If it costs $1 million, that's money well spent. Don't think it would cost that much to get this done, because I don't want to be sitting there on election night saying Pennsylvania determines the fate of civilization and then think about Philadelphia over there. Who's your villain, Rich?
You remember the movie One Flew Over Cuckoo's Nest with Jack Nicholson?
Absolutely.
That would be Nurse Ratched.
Excellent one. Nurse.
Got out of a female in there, and she was a nasty woman.
Nurse Ratched, that scene where Jack Nicholson, spoiler alert, Dan, if you haven't seen the film, is strangling her. All right. Fighting with her is an all-time great scene. And when the chief finally lifts up that water fountain and throws it. Wonder if the Sixers scouted the chief. He wasn't so good on he was pretty good on defense. He just stood underneath the basket and blocked it. I don't know the guy who played the chief in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's a good one. All right, are we ready to go with some background here for Dan and Trainer? Because he's got a great villain. Hey, Dan, welcome to the Dom Giordano program. Who's your villain?
My villain is Bane from the Batman movie. Do you remember him?
Do I remember him? I love that villain. Do you remember they patterned it on the French Revolution?
Yes, yes. He was quite the jaded individual, though. And he was more jaded than any Democrat or Greta Thunberg, for that matter. So he was my villain. He's
I don't know if
evil.
He was as jaded as the Joker. The Joker just, the only thing that turned him on was trying to kill Batman, but not quite killing him.
Yes, I have a female villain as well, if you want to hear that one.
Sure.
That would be Kathy Bates in that movie where she beat the guy's legs with a 2x4 and broke them.
Yeah, I forget who the guy was. Was the main
guy? James Caan was in the movie.
Yes.
And he was an author who ran off the road, and she was like a nurse type that fixed him up and tortured him.
Yeah, Kathy Bates.
I don't know if you remember that movie as well. But
Kathy Bates
was
very good in Primary Colors, too, as the bimbo buster for Bill Clinton. So
Dan's thinking of Misery.
Misery.
The film Misery.
That's it, Misery. Thank you very much, Dan.
Yep, and James Caan.
Yes.
Good stuff, Dan. All right, we've gotten really good ones here now. Mankind, Ewing, Nurse Ratched, and Bane. I love Bane as a villain. Great villain. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210, and we'll get you on board. Would love to hear your villain. And you're the guy that called me. I'm glad that he did. I was sniffing that out. That no matter what you say as far as potential voter fraud, that's why it's not my job to prove it. It exists. We know it exists. How much of it? Stop moving the goalpost. If it's one vote, that's too much. And this idea that voter ID is so difficult to do, give me a break. How did Philadelphia, Chicago, places like that, how did they get that reputation? Is that just based on myth? Think of all the stories over the years. You know, in Philadelphia, Dan, I'm not sure if it's still legal or not. If someone says you live in that property they own, even if there's no house there, you were able to vote from there. That was your residence. I mean, just crazy stuff. What do you think they're going to do to target Pennsylvania this time around? It was under 1% that Trump won by the last time around. There's going to be a lot more voters, and the margin could be smaller. Imagine that on election night. I don't want to say I told you so. So our job now is to turn up the heat on these Republicans to fix this. I mean, I can't talk to the Delco Republicans. That wouldn't be, you know, I've talked to the Monco and the Bucks a bit. Turn up the heat on these people. But some of these suburban Republicans, they're just asleep at the switch. I don't think they have a lot at stake of whether Trump wins or not. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. Imagine, too, this comes down to a dispute, Dan, after going through this. Let's say there's a dispute in Delaware County about the counting or something like that. All right? How do you think that would go after hearing the Delco DA with me? How might that go if it came down to something like that? Now, I know the odds are extreme. All I'm saying is you don't want any of this stuff to happen. People are energized for this election. But that doesn't mean the other side is not. And doesn't mean that here in Pennsylvania, they've opened up a big problem. Riveting stuff today. We had the House managers talking about the trial of the century. Now the senator in sneakers, remember her, Patty Murray, droning on. She's the assistant Senate minority leader. Is that like assistant to the regional manager? I remember that. Not assistant regional
Dwight
manager.
Dwight K. Schrute.
Yeah, Dwight K. Schrute is speaking now. Yes. I just saw it the other night where Jim Charles is in there, the guy that played String in The Wire. And he's saying, well, do any duties come with that? No, it's just sort of a title. Is that important to you to keep that assistant to the regional manager? Yes. That's what it's like. Droning on and on and on. And Mitch McConnell, I think on the Senate floor should be giant clocks just showing how much time you have before this is over. You know, like the debt clocks.
Time elapsed.
Time elapsed. That's it. Sit down, Mr. Schiff. I think he's going to win tomorrow, being stuck in eternity with someone droning on. Who would it be the worst for you? That's tomorrow. You're going to be thinking about that. But somebody on Twitter has just a great all-time villain, even though you and I both like the Mankind guy. I like Nurse Ratched, too. Who is it?
Ian Wright on Twitter writes in, the Philadelphia Parking Authority is the best villain of all time.
Oh, God. They are. Some of the stuff that they've done, some of the tickets they've written just callously. Now, hey, guys, if you're over there listening to me, I'm not parked anywhere. I had to put in like $12 today parking.
What?
Well, because I'm parking until I have to do a national show today, so I'm parking to 512. All right? So, and it's only $1.25, but doesn't take $10 bills. That was not. So if you're wondering.
Get the app, Tom.
Yes, I have to do the app. You're right. But Rose not wondering, what are you doing with all these $1 bills? You know, I would never make it rain. I don't care who the woman is. I'm not making any rain. Money's too precious to be
Tom's
doing
that. Tom's here talking about making it rain.
No.
You have made my week, Tom.
Maybe pennies. You know, here's a few pennies. That would've hurt. The pennies in there. Well, if you make it rain, can you do $1 bills?
I think that's what you normally do now. Yeah. I'm not an expert in making it rain.
If it was pennies, it would be hail.
Yes, make it hail. Okay.
Dom, I actually struck up a conversation with a PPA member.
Yes.
And I asked how this, because they have the Meter Up app. And yes. I asked how it worked. So I was all kind. I walked up to him and I said, hey, how you doing today? And he just looks at me and goes, what do you want? It's probably so used to people coming up to complain that me being all friendly kind of threw him off.
So it's been foolproof for you so far.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been working great.
I may have to cave in and do that because I'm getting a little tired of the run
in
back.
In fact, yesterday you pulled in and said that you had to pay. I didn't have to pay because I had the app and it recognized that it was a national holiday and didn't charge me.
I wouldn't have trusted that app, though, with Martin Luther King Day. You know, isn't it amazing that the one thing that City of Philadelphia is unbelievably efficient with is parking fees?
Yeah.
Where they're going to get money. Mm-hmm. They have the latest technology. They're on top of it. They're doing all that stuff, right? When it comes to providing services, though, not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're really good at that.
I was talking to a coworker, so this is just it's not a news report. I should put that out there. It might be fiction for all I know. But the rumor was that Meter app, the app for the PPA, actually came out They rolled it out, realized that they weren't being able to ticket people as much, so they rolled it back for a while, didn't offer it to people, and then all of a sudden people obviously got upset, so they rolled it back out. So there's a theory that they took it away for a while because of their lack of ticketing.
Yeah.
As a result of the app being easier to use.
I haven't seen the numbers in a while of one of my all-time big crusades, and I was on this right in the first day, the red light camera. I mean, I won't drive on the boulevard unless it's absolutely necessary. Just the mere thought of Grant and the boulevard. I remember it when they put the first one up. And it was, oh, it's only going to be this one. This is one of the most dangerous corners in America. Now it's speed cameras. I think they're operational or will be operational by the end of January. And they claim the first time around, you just get a warning. But then after that, they're going to go wild with these speed cameras. And they always use the Roosevelt Boulevard. Truly, it shouldn't be in the city. It's a highway going right through the city streets. As well, if we do it there, we ought to do it in other places. Okay, phone lines.
I have no problem with it.
With what?
Speeding cameras and red light cameras.
Oh, God.
I have nothing. I don't think there's I would do anything to have drivers drive more responsibly on Philadelphia roads.
That's right. It's a
pet peeve. Surrendering my privacy.
So you never speed?
Five over, I'll go. If it's with the flow of traffic.
Well, that's
but no, speeding. I won't speed like I can't go 10, 15 miles per hour over.
I'm not saying 15, but not 10, huh?
No. Ugh. And I feel like, just like most cops do, if you pass a cop with a radar gun going five over, he's not going to pull you over.
I don't know about that.
You don't think the red light camera's insane, though? Because I got a ticket once from a red light camera on Long Island, but it was one of those things where the light literally, like, turned as, like a centimeter before I went over the line. It's ridiculous.
Well, with Dan, he doesn't care. That's his pet peeve, so that's it. Okay. Phone lines, you can get on board.
That what you're looking for?
Yeah. Yes. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Got some great villains. You can hit us with yours. Philadelphia Parking Authority is, yeah. We know they're not a villain like Hitler or anything, but they are just incredible, the lengths they'll go to versus what their job really ought to be. But that's what you get in a place like Philadelphia. Okay. Also, the Senate trial today is about setting the rules of the game. So you can expect Schumer and the others, you're going to see 30 or 40 different amendment opportunities today with Schumer. That's what it's going to be about. I think Mitch McConnell, by the time we come back on tomorrow, we'll be talking about rules that will move this along at a reasonable rate. You'll have all kinds of periods of time for the managers to make their case and drone on, but you're not going to see a circus here. And it could end by the end of next week, potentially, with the vote. As many, I don't know about as many, but file this away as an over-under. As many Republicans who are seemingly under the gun, there are at least a few Democrats like Manchin and a couple of others who may vote not to remove the president. Murkowski from Alaska appears to be a no vote based upon some of the stuff she said today, not to remove the president. Now, you know Mitt Romney's going to vote to remove Trump. I think that's pretty much a given. So there could be two or three, ultimately. I don't think it's going to be more than that. And if it's matched by two or three Democrats, that's going to be hard for the media. Any Democrat that votes for this is going to make the media narrative a lot harder at the end. And President Trump's narrative is going to be not guilty, acquitted, nothing to see here. Now let's move back on. All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. Let's go to Sam in Bensalem. All right, Sam, who's the villain?
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
My villain is not a fictional one. It's Charles Manson.
Yes, Charles Manson's one of the all-time. I've asked people that have had to interview Manson about the eyes, like Bugalosi, people like that, Geraldo, and they say, yep, the eyes were spellbinding. They definitely were different.
I'd also like to say, with regards to the voter ID,
yes,
when I talk about that with any of my leftist friends, I always say I'm going to do what they do in Chicago. I'm going to vote early and vote often.
Yes, and in Philadelphia, vote very early and very often. They have it down to a science. Let's go to Jerry in Elmer. Hey, Jerry, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Dom.
Hi.
Listen, you have to help my brother stay out of jail. It's a public service announcement here. He wants to beach his boat in Wildwood. It's pretty easy to do.
I don't know that that's allowed. Yeah?
I'm serious. If you're ever going to Corson's Inlet, you just beach the boat. We have five brothers who have tickets.
Yes.
And he keeps talking about D-Day.
Oh, my God.
I said the only D-Day is a detention center.
Yes. I think the Wildwood police don't want to be hearing about people coming in on boats, even though for the theater of it, I'd like to be the first person there to interview him. You know, like we're coming into Normandy.
Please, he's listening now. Tell him not to do it.
No, don't do it. You'll be able to get in there. You know, all this stuff. No, don't do it. All this stuff about the we have to report it, the sinkholes and all that. I haven't gotten a report today, by the way, Jerry, from our people down there. How bad is the traffic with the Dulce Drive being detoured? But our guy yesterday, Harry Hurley, said there's pressure being applied to stop that while Trump is here. So we'll see if they do. Who's your villain?
Okay. A Democrat, George Wallace.
George, I like your style. He was a Democrat. George, remember the middle name, George Corley Wallace, who was a Democrat, okay? Yes, he wasn't a Republican. He was a Democrat. Look it up, Dinesh D'Souza. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Let's go inside the vortex. We haven't gotten Joe's villain yet. All right, we're inside Joe's vortex now. Joe, who's the villain of the day?
Well, I had to pick a villain who has some good physical attributes as well, and that would be the evil queen from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Okay.
I mean, Dom, come on, she's hot. She's like an 11. Have you seen her?
All right, not Maleficent.
She has horns. I don't like her, but...
Isn't Maleficent the Wicked Witch? I always thought she was from Snow White.
No.
I thought she was.
No,
yes.
Snow White's different. Snow White wears a purple cape.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I knew Disney would have to make it in here somewhere or another.
Somewhere.
Joe. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay. We got you, Joe. Good one. The evil from Snow White.
Yes.
The evil
but not as
witch.
The witch. Not when she turns into the witch.
Okay.
She's gross there.
Got some good ones. Any more on Twitter, Dan?
Pulling it up right now. Let me get that for you. Where are you? Wile E. Coyote, Flash Gordon's Ming the Merciless, my favorite from Twitter, Shooter McGavin. Remember Shooter McGavin?
That is a great
yes.
one. Shooter McGavin from Adam Sandler and,
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, yes.
The Talented Mr. Ripley, Vlad the Impaler, Heath Ledger's Joker, Ray and Connie Marble from the Pink Flamingos, and finally, the IRS.
That's heavy duty. The IRS, the Philadelphia Parking Authority. I still like Mankind, though. That and the Greta Thunberg impression with that. That was pretty good. But I like Nurse Ratched, Bane, Philadelphia Parking Authority. Robin Hood. You're right. If someone told me that Robin Hood would be seen as a villain. Do we have it straight on the Dom Giordano program? Robin Hood was not robbing from the rich to give to the poor. Robin Hood was hitting the tax man, the sheriff of Nottingham, and the elite, and stopping them. That's what it was all about. You can look it up. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Today may not be as exciting when they get started with the trial. Today's going to be the most significant day, though, because today is the day that the rules will be set. Now, they may vote on other things at different points, but today is the big vote on the rules that McConnell has set down. And that will trigger a fairly rapid process versus what Democrats are trying to do here. By the way, we are celebrating, today, Wall Street Journal reports the 10th anniversary of Citizens United versus the Federal Election Committee. And this is a big day to celebrate because, to me, this has empowered, says the Wall Street Journal, small-dollar donors and political outsiders, not corporations, as Democrats would have you believe. This is a big moment. And if you remember, it was characterized, and rightfully so, as a First Amendment issue, that the ability to advertise, to promote, is freedom of speech. Now, think about an outfit, right? Like Bloomberg Incorporated. Bloomberg is poised to spend $2 billion. Whether he's a nominee or not, he said, he'll spend $2 billion to defeat Trump. More if needed. $2 billion. Democrats don't have any problem with that, but they're afraid of other Americans. They despise Citizens United. So the only people then that would be able to essentially garner enough money and all that would be people like Bloomberg. So today is the 10th anniversary of that. And I think it was a major, major Supreme Court decision that has done nothing but empower people. They don't seem to mind. You don't hear people yet. Now, if it becomes more of a threat maybe to the nomination with Bloomberg, you don't hear Democrats that concerned going after the idea this guy's just trying to buy the election. They're enamored. They're going to let him alone because they want him to continue to fund if they're the nominee because of his hatred of President Trump. So it's going to be interesting to hear how the media spins that. Bloomberg's probably going to spend $1 billion trying to get the nomination. If he gets it or doesn't get it, another $1 billion in the general election. That's okay, though. Just like George Soros spending money to put people like Larry Krasner in Philadelphia and others in Delaware County. That's apparently okay, too. But not corporate America. There's something wrong with that one. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. President Trump speaking in Switzerland hit all the high notes today. Talking about globalism is not his policy, but economic nationalism. A nation's highest duty is it to its own citizens. You would think that's pretty obvious. He rejected the perennial prophets of doom, and he said, we'll never let radical socialists destroy our economy. Now, you're going to hear all these themes during the election cycle. And in his own way, that globalism comment, Trump in the 2016 election, is the one guy who finally broke through and rallied people in these places in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and others that are not making out or were not making out with the global economy, which benefited others, but not them. And they were told, well, those days are past. Go and get a job in solar or something like that. We played that with Hillary Clinton a million times. Trump said, no, we're going to go back to manufacturing again. He touted blue-collar wages today and the benefit of the Trump tax cuts. All really good. Okay, love to get you in with Dom at 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. You can hit us almost ready for the lightning round, too, with your villain du jour. These have been some of the best in the last half hour of anything we've ever done for the side question. Just great ones. We have a pair of tickets to the Platters, Drifters, and Coasters together for one great show at the Hard Rock Hotel Casino, Atlantic City, Friday, April 24th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. So I'd love to see you get that and go to that. 855-839-1210. All right, Dan, you have a prediction what the media, what the script is going to be today, they're going to freak out about today.
Yeah, so Trump is meeting right now with the leader of Pakistan.
Yes.
And during the meeting, a reporter asked him this question. I'm sure it's going to make headlines. It's going to be, it's only 30 seconds, Dom. Let me get the computer ready. Here you go.
Country cat.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We're going to have a good talk. Thank you very much, everybody.
Will you go to India? Will you also visit Pakistan?
Well, we're visiting right now, so we won't really have to. But I wanted to say hello for both a relationship standpoint. We've had a great relationship. And from the standpoint of our two countries, we're getting along very well. I would say we've never been closer with Pakistan than we are right now.
So that comment where he says, well, we're visiting right now. We don't really have to. talking about going to Pakistan, I guarantee that the left media is going to pick that up and run with it about him being racist, not wanting to go to Pakistan.
Yeah, right, not wanting to go to Pakistan. I think he was trying to be diplomatic, which you would think they would like, and not have to commit if he goes to India that he's got to go to Pakistan too, because Trump, if you remember, has incredible Indian support, Asian Indian, Indian American support. That guy, whoever the guy, is that the prime minister, I guess, came here and did that event with him. I think it was in Texas or something with like 50,000 people. And certainly these are donors also. So maybe that's what he was thinking. Yeah, but hey, why don't you want to go to Pakistan? I don't see Trump wanting to go to India either. You know, it's not exactly a destination.
And the narrative they're running with is Trump doesn't know that Davos isn't in Pakistan.
Oh, well, wait a minute, though. We have something about a guy not knowing his continents. Here's Morning Joe today. Listen to this carefully. Here's Morning Joe Scarborough. It's a great moron clip. Going after President Trump about not knowing about climate in Davos. And listen to his reference, though, to Argentina and what continent Argentina is on.
And I think you know, what could be the biggest international story in some ways is climate change. Look what's going on in Australia. Mm-hmm. Look what's going on around the world. That's the kind of slow motion crisis that we just don't have the ability to respond to. But it's not only that it's coming, it's already arrived.
Well, it's here. We, of course, this past year, the second hottest year recorded in the history of this planet. We keep breaking records over this past decade. You'd have to be a fool not to understand that climate change is moving quickly and something has to be done to respond as quickly as possible to it. That's something that Donald Trump doesn't understand. Finally, let's talk about this continent. I was reading yesterday about economic woes once again. I've been following it for a while, but economic woes once again hitting Argentina. There's a new leader there, a Peronist, and yet there don't seem to be many good options left for the Argentinians. Are they facing default yet again in the near future?
Wow.
What continent, Joe, is Argentina in? I mean, they may be facing default. We can't even figure out, you can't, what continent they're in after you're calling Trump a moron over climate.
Finally, let's talk about this continent.
Yes. What continent, Joe, is Argentina in? Ask Mika. I don't know. How many continents are there?
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.